Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, October 7th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to welcome in some of the contestants from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen competitors coming up. We're looking forward to talking with them in just a little bit, and we'll have more contestants to come after that. Right now, though, we have with us in studio Kyle Kearns, Director of Community Development with our good city here in Wisconsin Rapids. Kyle, always a good conversation with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, James, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
We're going to be talking a little bit about the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Master Plan in the public meetings, along with some other things that we, if we have time for. Kyle, right away jumping into this, what is this for to those that haven't heard much about it yet, as far as the Downtown Master Plan? What are the hopes with this?
Yeah, so this stems back to earlier this year when the city received some funding through the county. And we look to update our downtown master plan. The old plan was from 2009. And typically a downtown plan like this is a 10 to 15 year plan. And so we were approaching the mark where we needed to update the plan, and we engaged with a consultant. And that consultant has done some preliminary feedback, data gathering, and they're ready to host some open houses coming up.
When it comes to that previous plan from 2009, are there parts of that are kind of like, well, these are bookmarked, these are staying in here, or things that outline are things that we can use as kind of like an outline for the plan going forward?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the old plan that was good in terms of, you know, different improvements to some of the streetscape, focus on Grand Avenue and Jackson Street, right, the bridges. Called out development on some of the vacant downtown parcels. So a lot of that, I think, is still relevant, and we'll see some rendition of that in the new plan. Some things that, you know, we'd like to incorporate are like the downtown mall, the YMCA project, the county courthouse expansion, right, with the jail. Those things obviously weren't included in the plan, and so we can incorporate those different developments and some others, and then that'll help to formulate the future plan.
When we talk about downtown, Kyle, where are we talking anywhere specific? Are there specifics to this?
So I think the downtown is fluid. I think there is a boundary, and there will likely be a boundary in the plan, but I think it could stretch, you know, as far as 8th Street past Witter Field and go as far south as you know, the expressway, and then I think it's bounded by the north with the paper mill. You know, the base mill perhaps may be included kind of in that downtown area, but I think that's the framework. Obviously, it can fluctuate a little bit, but that's where the consultant has focused a majority of their time, is within that central core area.
I'd like to apologize to the audience. The whole reason I brought Kyle on is to pitch my idea because, you know, Vegas has seen a lot of influx and a lot of routine with the spear that they have over there. I say a rectangle. We do the same thing, but with a rectangle, Kyle. I think it's a good idea. We'll talk more off air about it.
Sure.
But I joke about this, but I bring this up because one of the things that I have talked to listeners about when it comes to this plan is, well, what kind of ideas? You know, how big do we think? How small do we think? You know, where their imaginations don't necessarily know where to go with this. When we talk about, hey, public, we're looking for ideas. Hey, we want you to engage with this. Is there any kind of parameter? Is there any kind of like outline that we want to, as far as ideas go?
Yeah, when we released the project and partnered with a consultant, and part of what our last visit was here in studio was to invite the public to participate on a online platform called Mind Mixer. And we had thought, hey, if we get 20, 30, 40 people, that'd be great. Well, we're over 100. And so on that platform, throughout the last couple of months here, we've been kind of strategically posting questions about the downtown, how people interact in the downtown, what they like about it, what they don't like about it. So, you know, we've got the framework of the feedback we're trying to get. And we've received a lot of that with 100 participants. Several hundred ideas have been brought up. I've not yet seen your rectangle idea there, so you need to jump on there.
I'll get that out there.
Provide that rectangle idea and elaborate on that on the platform. But ultimately, where we're at now, right, is we've got a lot of that feedback. We'll still use that platform moving forward, but now it'll be more so to relay the information that the consultant has put together. Some of the you know, the preliminary renderings and goals and objectives is what we're looking to now get the public feedback on. And those will happen on that platform and at 4 upcoming open houses that we're holding in the community this week.
I think in recent years, you go back the last 10 years or so, especially in this area, I've seen a balance of us having some fun projects, some ideas to bring people to the community, like the water park and stuff. And we've also seen a lot of great work just getting done on our infrastructure.
Yes.
We've kind of seen a great balance of these in our area. So when it comes to this project, are you seeing a little bit of a similar feedback where you're seeing some people looking for, I don't want to just give it a kind of blanket term, fun ideas or entertainment ideas, well, along with some stuff that's just really could help our economy or help our infrastructure?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of good feedback. You know, there's some stuff that may be a little unrealistic, but there's some stuff that's spot on, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, getting some more retail and restaurants in our downtown. I think we've got the events, as you've noted, we've got a lot of the good infrastructure, which a lot of downtowns lack. They don't have as nice a riverfront, you know, the trail system, the signage. We have that here. We've got the, you know, like I said, I think the downtown can stretch to Witter Park and Witter Field and the Aquatic Center. You know, we've got so many amenities in the downtown. I think the focus of this plan is to identify goals and objectives so we can spur additional redevelopment from the private sector, right? To get some more private dollars and investments downtown in housing, retail, restaurant, things of that nature. We've even, you know, recently we've partnered, and I've got to thank the county for taking the lead here, to inject an art crosswalk by the library. That came to fruition here over the last week, or it was complete in the last week or two. We just had a little kind of ceremony recognizing the kids that did that project. But I think it's little things like that that don't cost very much, but that can help build the identity of downtown. And that's where people want to be. People want to be where there's activity, where there's good food, where there's entertainment, housing, public art and things. So that's the hope moving forward, that this plan will be that framework to see that growth in downtown.
I think that's a great example of what we're talking about here when we're talking to people and encouraging them to share these ideas, whether it's online or at one of the public engagement meetings we're going to tell you about in a moment. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for, is these ideas that can really improve our community. And maybe they aren't a huge cost-cutting measure. Maybe they don't seem like the biggest thing to you. They seem like kind of something simple, or they just affect one zip code or one street or something. But it can have a large impact. It can be one of those things that brings people to your community, that bring and makes people want to come back to your community as well.
It definitely can have the trickle down effect or be the catalyst, you know, to future growth. So, we're pretty excited about it. I think, you know, I get the question a lot from the mayor and aldermen that, you know, oh, we do these plans all the time and they're shelved. And, mm-hmm. and I will agree. There have been a lot of plans that have been put on shelves. It's our intent to, when I say our department, I think the alder's intent to revisit this plan yearly after it's adopted, to come back in front of council and say, here's what we did in the plan. Here's what we want to tweak, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe edit it a little bit. So it's more of a living document rather than stagnant, a snapshot in time. We don't want it to be that. We want to continue to update it, change the plan to address right changes in the downtown and the economy.
This is part of the reason why I back you. I think you, your team, are so good at what you guys do and really do have the community in mind. Not just because of those things, but also the idea of you living in the community, being a part of the community, being neighbors with us and everything. That really adds to a lot of this. And then there is the extension of that to me, where you could just do this online, but to have these public engagements, that could be where some of those outliers, some of that... the gray area of people that we don't always get a chance to hear from, they have an opportunity to be heard. Well, it's weird to think of sometimes, there's plenty of people out there that might not have an online presence. This gives them a chance to be heard. And with these community engagement events, Kyle, these are coming up. You've got a couple of these around the corner. Let's get into these and what the dates are and where they're going to be taking place.
Sure. And first, I'll note that, again, the consultant's looking to relay information at these meetings. So they've formulated kind of a preliminary plan, let's call it. They've got preliminary data. They'll have some renderings at these meetings, and it'll be very casual. Mm. So you can walk into any of these locations in these meetings. You can look at some storyboards, some pictures. They'll have, different, smaller activities to engage you. Because we obviously want to get the feedback of the public on these preliminary renderings and these preliminary plans. Because even though the consultant may think it's good and it's mm-hmm. nice, right, they're not living in the community. They're right. not here. 24/7. They don't, you know the dynamics of the downtown like our residents do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we value holding several of these, and we'll be doing the same on that online platform. And the wider reach, the broader reach is what we're going for here in getting feedback from the public. So that's why there's, again, four upcoming open houses. The first one is on Wednesday evening from 5 to 7 at McMillan Memorial Library, 490 East Grand Avenue. And there'll be, kind of light snacks there, too, if you're looking to stop by after
always
work.
Nice.
You'll be able to get a little bite to eat there. The following day on Thursday, we'll have one in the morning from 8 to 10 at From the Ground Up Coffee House, 250 West Grand Avenue. Again, we'll have coffee, maybe donuts or muffins there. Thursday evening, we've got another one, and that's all this week. So Thursday evening from 5 to 7, we've got one at B's Tap House, 140 East Grand Avenue. There will also be some pizzas at that one. You have to buy drinks on your own there.
Yeah.
As a city-sanctioned event, we can't be purchasing alcohol for the public, but it is available to spur the conversation.
Mm.
And then the last one we're holding is Friday morning from 8 to 10, again at From the Ground Up Coffee House, 250 West Grand Avenue.
A big thank you to McMillan From the Ground Up, B's Tap House, hosting these events. All great local businesses. Buy local, support local, everybody. When it comes to these two, Kyle, I noticed that you have these in two different times of the day, giving our community an opportunity. Those that work maybe a certain shift, they can come. Those that work nights can come to the day, giving people a lot of opportunities to be able to be there in person and hear this information.
Yeah, and our that really stems from our consultant. They said, we're here for 3 days, so they're gonna get here on Wednesday. They'll be here till Friday, and they said, book us out, use us
right
up.
On. Right
so
on.
We have. So we've got these public meetings. We'll also they'll be reengaging with some of the foundations locally, staff, the county, some of the stakeholders separately while they're here in town, and then obviously the focus is these community engagement meetings, these open houses.
And this event is, or these in community engagement events are not something that you have to register for, show up, get there when you can, and take in the information as you can.
Correct. You can make it, make it your own. If you want to just swing by to take a look at them and then leave, you can do that. If you want to hang out, have some pizza on the Thursday night, you can do that and engage in the conversation with city staff or the consultant. Or again, if you prefer not to attend one of these meetings, either at the same time or shortly after, we will make it all available on the Mind Mixer website, which we have links for all over our webpage, and I'm sure we can share here.
Yeah, I was testing it out this morning just for the heck of it, and wirapids.org, you go there, you'll be able to find the links to everything Kyle and I are talking about today. That downtown master plan, there's a link for that, and there's certainly a link that you can find to go to mindmixer.com that Kyle is referring to there, not only to find out more, but to sign up for a newsletter that can keep you up to date on these things, keep you in the loop on all this stuff, which encourage every citizen out there to do. This is affects all of us. And all of us should have our fingerprints on this one and get be involved in it and find out more ways that you can be involved in it. Again, these meetings will be events we'll be talking about as we get closer to them throughout the week here in our morning shows and reminding everybody. And before we wrap up, we'll go over those dates one more time, Kyle. But I know we had a couple of other things we wanted to touch on. Do you want to get into the Foundry project right now?
Yeah, I can address that. So cool. Last time I was here, it probably would have been earlier this summer, mm-hmm. We had wanted to mention that we had partnered with the DNR and the EPA to do a kind of reuse assessment on the Foundry site. For those that don't know, the Foundry site is at 330 9th Avenue South. If you're driving on the west side on the expressway, you'll see it. It's a large vacant building. There was a fire there back in 2017, and it's sat ever since. Fortunately for us, the county obtained the property last year in 2023, and we as the city have said, hey, would you be interested in jurisdictionally transferring that to us at some point so that we can play a more proactive role in its redevelopment? shortly after that, the DNR and EPA said, hey, we've got some funds. We'll participate with this reuse assessment. Whenever you're trying to find a reuse for a property or enticing development, it's always beneficial to have a redevelopment plan. It helps the private sector understand and see what could develop on the site. It kind of reduces their risk when they're making that investment. And so this plan was finalized back in August. It's also available on our website. There should be a link right next to the downtown master plan for the Foundry project. For those that are interested or live in the area that are willing to go online and take a look at this plan, it identifies a few different development patterns that could have happened on this small site, from cottage-style homes to townhouses to a mixed-use option. And then it goes into further detail just to identify the parameters within the neighborhood and within the downtown. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that and let people know that we are still moving forward with that project. Unfortunately, we are right now waiting for a DNR grant to assist with some environmental testing before we actually take ownership of the property. But we're hopeful that that could happen in October here.
I noticed that you had the workshop back in July about this. How did that go?
That went really well. Yeah, we had not a huge turnout. Granted, we didn't have the same sort of platform that we do with the downtown master plan, but we had a lot of good comments from a few residents that showed up, which led again to the formulation of this plan.
Hmm. You know, when it comes to any of these things, the downtown master plan, the Foundry project, any of these things, we're not only just looking to make our community look better and feel better and everything, but certainly economically be better. And you all have a part in that. Everybody is affected by that. So be heard, be a part of these events as best you can, everybody. Kyle, got a couple minutes left before we wrap up. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we let you go to that?
I just wanted to let the public know that there's another project that's underway here that's starting in October. For those that kind of live in the downtown or the central area of the city, you may in October see somebody with a clipboard and a vest walking around on the sidewalks. I assure you they're not peeping through your windows or trying to solicit or sell you anything. But we as the city hired a consultant to do what's called an intensive survey within the entire city. An intensive survey for historical resources, basically. They're trying to determine, you know, are there different houses, neighborhoods that have historic value, which then can lead us to pursue historic districts, which ultimately could allow people within those districts to apply for 25% tax credit return, basically, on historic improvements. So if you've got cedar siding and you want to replace that siding, you can apply to the state to get 25% back on those costs as a tax credit. So that project is starting. It's probably going to be a 2 to 3 year project. It starts with this intensive survey with a consultant, again, coming around, just looking at the architecture and the character and the state of the homes, both commercial and residential. And then they'll provide us kind of a final document likely next year, which we can then take to look at, again, adopting some historic districts.
It's a really cool project. It's a really cool idea. If you are listening to this out there and you're not sure if your home qualifies for this or is part of something like this, imagine being able to reach out to you and the staff and find out more.
Yep. So this, again, when this project is formulated here at the end of the year or early next year, it'll identify all homes that have kind of cultural or archaeological or some sort of significance with history. Mm-hmm. And that'll be made public. So if you're curious, we will also have a page for this project on our main page, and you can stay in the loop with this as well.
And again, the Rapid Survival Downtown Master Plan Community Engagement events are coming up this week, everybody. Going over those dates one more time. Wednesday, October 9th from 5 to 7 over at McMillan Library. Thursday, October 10th, 8 to 10 a.m. from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. They'll be over there. On Thursday, October 10th at night from 5 to 7 at Bee's Tap House. Friday, October 11th, 8 to 10 from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Find out more about this and everything Kyle and I have talked about today at wirapids.org. WIRapids.org. And Kyle, if people want to get in touch with you specifically, how can they reach you?
You can call me at 715-421-8228, or you can email at communitydevelopment@wirapids.org.
And again, everybody, the links for these and sign up for the newsletter to be able to keep be kept in the loop when it comes to the downtown master plan. All of this information waiting for you at wirapids.org. Wirapids.org. Encourage you to get involved in your community. Kyle, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Of course. Thanks, James.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.